America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Mike.
How are we doing?
Great.
It's
really
great.
Good
to see you guys.
Good to see you. And there's a lot to talk about, obviously. Some of it not good, but some of it very good. So let's start with very good and Saturday night and what that was like and how exciting all that was.
Felt like old times.
Yeah,
it was really cool. Felt like old times. And I'll tell you what, guys, I wouldn't bet against them going down to Fort Lauderdale on Saturday. I mean, there's something intangible going on right now. Three times in the last 2 weeks, they've had to win to keep their season going. Not draw.
Right.
Win. And they did it all three times. Now, I think all the pressure's on Messi and the Super Friends
Hell
in Miami.
Yeah, it is.
They're
the greatest team in the history of this league. You know, Jason made a really good point. Maybe the best professional soccer team ever to play in this country. You know, you go back to the New York Cosmos days, and side might be even better. All the pressure's on them. You've got Atlanta United, who finished 34 points below them on the table, playing with absolute house money now, with nothing to lose, going in there on Saturday. I would not bet against them, guys. It's been very special. It's been a lot of fun. It is more than made up for, you know, 4 or 5 months of
sure.
kind of a chore. At times, because there were moments where I was pretty down on this team. But what a great job by Rob Valentino. What a great job by Brad Guzan, even making a little bit of a, more than a little mistake, a big mistake on Saturday, but his team picked him up and saved him. And it's all just kind of clicking right now out of nowhere, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, you could kind of tell when we talked to Rob this week and the intensity that he was – the vibes when we were interviewing him coming off like, you know, yeah, we know we don't, you know, we're not favored and everything like that, but everything, but if it all goes how we needed to go, like you said, a big mistake by Brad, but they were able to overcome that and find a way to keep their season alive. And when you look at them going down there, like where, as far as how would you play this any differently than you did Saturday?
Well, I don't think you play it any differently at all. Okay. I think you stick with the back five. Okay. I think that's been effective really all year against Miami, even in the regular season when you went down there and beat them 3-1. I think you stick with the back five. There might be a question, is Steven Gregerson going to be good enough injury-wise where he could play or potentially even start? So you might make a change there. You might not, though. You know, personnel-wise, I think Rob did a really good job of getting the best 11 possible players out there on the pitch on Saturday, and I think he'll do it again this Saturday, barring any kind of unforeseen, you know, like 2 weeks ago you had an unforeseen illness go through the team right before kickoff, and you lost one guy and a couple other people got sick after the game. So you hope that doesn't happen, but I play it the exact same way. I'm going to be interested to see how Tata adjusts for Miami. He's got a player, started all but one game for them all year, and he benched him from the playoffs. Guy that we know here, Julian Gressel. Does he push that button? Or does Tata try to present a image of not panicking, and he tries to go with the same group too? Because I think, you know, Tata knows when you start making changes, when you lose a game, you start making changes, you're kind of throwing up a red flag, not only to the opposition, but maybe your own team that, we're in a little bit of trouble here. We need to figure this out. And in listening to Tata's post-game remarks on Saturday, he said, look, we're good. Right. You know, we controlled the game. We lost, but we controlled the game. We've got a bunch of guys who have been in this position before. I mean, you really think Lionel Messi is freaked out about going to a Game 3 against Atlanta United in an 18,000-seat stadium on a Saturday night when he's played in, like, a World Cup final and won an Olympic gold medal? No.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine probably.
These guys have got that.
From a nerve standpoint, he'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
So, but I would play it the same way, Randy. And again, I think it's a credit to the job that Rob Valentino has done. He's had to do some problem solving here to figure out a lineup, and he's done a really good job.
Yeah, which leads me to this, because I've asked this a number of times, and, you know, all of those times happened before Saturday, or a lot of them before the playoff run at all. But, I mean, Rob Valentino took over, and they found a way to make it in, and now they've won two playoff games, which is remarkable given what the summer looked like and everything that happened. I mean, I guess beating him on Saturday may be the way to do it, but like how can you not give this guy a serious consideration to be the manager of this team with what he's done?
If they beat him on Saturday,
you have to hire him.
I don't, yeah.
You have to.
I mean, because you have to be careful. You really do have to be careful. It is very easy to become prisoner of the moment.
True.
But whoa, if you were to knock Miami out of the playoffs and the way that you got yourself to even be in that position, I don't know. I mean, that would be I do not envy the people at the club who would then be making those decisions because we know that, as Garth Lagerwey has said on our pregame interviews before, and I think he said it with you guys and in other public interviews, the plan of the offseason is new coach, new GM, two new designated players, hopefully at least one, maybe two. Do they veer off the plan now because they've won a couple games in October and November? But boy, if you knock those guys out, and then here's the other thing: the rest of the Eastern Conference right now, Columbus is out. Okay, the MLS Cup champion from last year, they are out. They lost to Red Bulls. Cincinnati is going to a Game 3. Orlando is going to a Game 3. If Atlanta were to find a way to win this thing on Saturday, now you look at the rest of
who
the
knows?
Bracket.
Yep.
And,
who knows?
And you would be in the conference finals by beating either Orlando or Charlotte. You know you can do that.
Yeah.
And then in the conference finals, you'd play either Red Bulls or Cincinnati, or New York City, I guess. One of those three. You've beaten all three of those teams this year. I mean, come on, at that point, then it's not a debate.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's a lot of fun to even think.
I wanted to ask you a question because I know you worked down in New Orleans and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You know the Saints team, and if obviously they fired their coach. Is it time to let Mickey Loomis go too?
Your thought? It won't happen.
Why?
Part owns the team. He's in the ownership group.
Okay.
He's there.
There you go.
I mean, Gail Benson loves that guy.
Right.
So he's in the ownership group. He's not going anywhere, I don't think.
Okay.
They're screwed for years.
Honestly, I think one of the reasons why Terry Fondo's here in Atlanta
is because he knew that.
Like, that guy's not going anywhere. He co-owns the team.
Right.
So, no, I don't think Mickey Loomis is going anywhere. I feel a little bit bad for Dennis Allen. It's not his fault with all these injuries. Then again, I point to the way that things ended last year in that game with Atlanta and the thing with Jameis on the goal line. That was a clear sign that Dennis Allen never had control of that team.
Right.
So maybe this was a couple months overdue. I never want to see anyone lose their job.
Correct.
I don't like it for Atlanta. I don't like having to go in now and play a team
energy,
that might have that new coach energy.
Right.
I wish they would have waited one.
You like
more
to
week.
Play him at the end. You want to be the team that gets
the guy
fired.
Yeah, you want to get him fired, not get the new guy a raise.
Yeah, but you don't get to lose to Carolina and keep your job though when you've lost seven.
Especially
in a row.
The way they lost it.
Yeah,
too,
yes. Absolutely.
You know, where they blew a lead
and all the losses in a row and the locker room and all that. All right, so everybody knows you're a huge Penn State fan. We talked about it last week leading into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they didn't win that game.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Bitter enemies this week, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Whiteout, Washington coming to town.
That's right. And we got a big win over USC.
Yeah.
Where they choked repeatedly because they're poorly coached.
This is where Penn State's going to trick a game. I'm telling you guys, it might not be this week, but they're going to trick another game. And that's why I'm so upset about what happened on Saturday, because I knew they were still going to trick a game at some point. James Franklin, I don't like him going up against P.J. Fleck even, and they have to play Minnesota. I don't like him going up against Mike Locksley. I don't like him going up against who's Washington's coach?
Jed Fish.
I don't the like him going up Jed against Fish. The Arizona coach, Jed Fish. Why is that game on Peacock, by the way? Why is that on like linear television?
I don't know.
You have the defending
they should put all our games on Peacock.
Runner up in a whiteout. I don't get it.
It is weird. It was also weird on Saturday to have USC and Washington, who've played 1,000 times.
It was a Big Ten game.
It was on the Big Ten network only.
Like, I know. Crazy. Right, cool. Crazy. Look, I'm not surprised in any way. This is exactly
what's most
what I
expected. Because they have it and goal with a chance to tie multiple times. And like, what stands out to you as most frustrating
I
about
knew
not doing
when,
it?
When Warren stepped out of bounds at the three, they weren't going to score. That's what's disappointing to me. I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, you know, Penn State has a package. They have a Taysom Hill-style backup quarterback in Bo Prabhula, who is a running quarterback. You have four shots from the three. He doesn't even get on the field.
Yeah.
You're going to have Drew Aller run around on one knee or one leg. I don't get it. That, to me, is coaching, and that's frustrating. But what really became visible to me, and maybe I finally had my moment of clarity, Penn State, just at every position, does not have better athletes than Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So I can blame coaching. I mean, that's the easy thing to do, and it's part of it. But Ohio State has better athletes. If Penn State had one NFL-caliber wide receiver, they would have won that game by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. It's a shame they don't have any difference makers at that position. Now, they have a great tight end who makes great
unbelievable
plays.
Unbelievable tight end who
this
they couldn't get the ball to.
They didn't give him the ball enough, but they tried everything. They even handed it to him.
I don't blame Penn State. I credit Ohio State for that. They took the ball out of Warren's hand.
I would have tried to throw him one of the ones. You got four plays on the one-yard line.
I'm still kind of thinking Aller only had one good peg. He wasn't stepping into throws the same way. He missed a guy down the middle, throwing him a ground ball that, you know, 99 times out of 100, if he's healthy, he's going to get that to him in stride. Look, if anything, I'm trying to keep this glass half full. Now you don't have to go play Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Hopefully you don't trick another.
Honestly, that might benefit.
Let's see where the rankings are tonight. Look at Indiana. Indiana could lose to Ohio State, be in the Big Ten Championship, lose to Oregon, and might be out because of that. And that would be, I think, very unfortunate.
No, I think championship game losers are going to be penalized much more than teams that have one loss that don't make the championship game, which is a shame.
They got to fix that.
They have to fix
that. But that's the same thing we talked to, and Nick Saban, Coach Saban brought it up as far as how these rankings are going to go. Like, BYU is going to be 4 tonight.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There should be.
Yeah, but still, should they?
I don't know.
Based on the stipulation.
They're leading their conference.
Yes, I understand.
They're going to do it like that?
Yes.
To where the leader of the conference is going to get
not
the top three?
I don't think it is.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I was wondering how they were going to do that.
I think they're going to do it.
So Miami will be third and BYU will be fourth tonight.
Yeah.
Got it. What a cop-out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tell us who you think's
best. I'd really like to know. Like, if BYU showed up at 16, that would tell you a lot.
Also, that would be hilarious, and they'd be furious. So that'd be kind of fun also. Nothing like a bunch of furious Mormons. Remember that guy said I look like a Mormon on Friday?
He did.
That was pretty funny.
He did. He said you look like the Mormon pamphlet.
I told some friends of mine from high school that I hadn't seen in a long time on Sunday about that. They thought it was funny and agreed.
It is funny.
Yeah. It's a good line.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
He's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that guy was really funny. He's the whole heckler?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Heckler, he was good. All right, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.